Welcome to the new year, 2024.
Top of the year to ya.
Top of the year to ya. I'm one of your co-hosts, Trizzy at Trizinc.
Yes, and I'm Leah, LA in flight, and this is a reintroduction episode.
Yeah, we just had to do it. We just had to do this.
Like new year, new intro.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I think we're going to stay the same a bit, but progress.
Oh, yeah.
Along the way.
We're leveling up.
Yes.
As we do every episode.
Yes, sir.
So we want you to get to know us. We want to get to know you. And so we're just going to talk about who we are and what to expect this year.
Yeah. But first, coffee and tea. What
yes.
you drinking on? What you kicking off the new year with?
I am drinking. So I make my own cold brew for those that don't know, those that don't listen to every episode. I make my own cold brew and I just let it soak overnight for at least 12 to 20 hours. This time I used, what did I use this time? Oh my gosh, I can't remember the coffee that I used.
She is really fancy with her coffee.
I don't know. To be honest, I can't remember which coffee I use, but I do make my own cold brew. And then today I added silk, oat milk, creamer, maple brown sugar for the fall season.
Mm.
Ooh, it's delicious.
Nice.
Yeah. What about your tea?
My tea, I've had it before on the show. I love it. The Ceylon tea that I got in Maldives. The brand is Akbar brand.
Yum.
And it was a huge canister for like $15. And I was like,
well, I remember this one. I remember this one.
I was so shocked. I was like, everything on this island is expensive.
Well, she
but
came home
tea,
with it.
Yeah. So it's still on the cabinet, the tea cabinet. And I'm utilizing it because I love the taste. And
who are we?
Yeah.
Trizzy, who are you?
Trizzy, my handle on basically everything on Instagram, X is Triz Inc. So find me there. I've been rocking with that since high school. And
your producer name?
My producer name. That is me. But aside from just traveling, the type of content that you can expect from me is branches off of traveling, fitness, basketball. Like, I recently got a drone and my goal is to take the drone and find like the most beautiful basketball courts around the world. It could be full court. It could be on sand. It could be in different terrains and stuff. So the more unique, the better. And also, I love boba. You can expect a lot of boba, tea, food content from me. And on my full time, I am a videographer, photographer. So I'm going to be spilling out secrets and tips in the photography, videography game as well. And that's what I do.
That's Trizzy.
That's Trizzy of Triz Inc.
All right. And your travel style and your fun fact?
My travel style. I am a couple traveler, me and my partner. We like to do, I would say, all ranges of budget, from low to luxury, but very few luxury for obvious reasons. We enjoy international. We enjoy camping. So the outdoors, the hiking, and domestic too. Road trips, catch us on that. Man, just different ranges of everything. So that's my travel style. And a fun fact about me. In high school, I was the president of the Academy of Finance Club.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, short for AOF.
Do you like math that much still?
I really don't know why I joined that club in the first place. I think it was because, you know, I was pressured into joining different clubs for college applications.
Okay.
And I honestly think I got presidency because of popularity. There's no way, as far as like knowledge or wisdom of finance, won me that position.
Yeah.
So I think it was definitely popularity. But, you know, I did my best. I tried my best as president to, you know, fundraise, because every year we would have a annual trip out to New York, visit, you know, the financial district. Mm-hmm. And I did my best with gift wrapping, fundraising.
Okay.
And yard sales, book sales and stuff. So even if I was not meant to be in that position, I made sure I left a mark.
Okay. All right. I love that. That's so funny.
Exactly. But, you know, the budgeting queen here, is Leah. So, yeah. Yeah. So that is about moi. What about you?
I'm Leah, also known as LA in Flight on every social media platform you can imagine. I am a slow traveler, bougie backpacker, content creator, and event manager. So what I love to talk about, like my pillars, are coffee and wine, podcasting, slow travel, and everything that comes with it. I also love visiting hostels around the world and reviewing those for you all. I like to think of myself as a hostel queen, but that rolls into bougie backpacker because now I'm staying in a lot more hotels. So mix of accommodation, you know, I'm not 22 anymore. So just trying to up level that way. And, you know, I like my peace and quiet. I like going home to sleep at night, not partying every single night like I used to. But things I also love to talk about are like having fun and working remotely in and around Los Angeles and Southern California in general. I talk a lot about international trips. I do as many domestic trips. I think I just talk about my international trips even more.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I love talking about budgeting also because I'm like, why do it for this much when you can do something for this much and have more money to do more things? That's my mentality. So I'll sprinkle in some budgeting here and there. But like I said, my travel style also has kind of gotten a little bougie as the years go on. I used to be super budget backpacker, you know, not go out to eat ever, make my own food, sleep in 20 dorm hostel. I've only slept in one 20 bed dorm room, but, you know, sleep in 14 bed dorm rooms and whatnot. But even here and there, I would sprinkle some luxury in. Like, this is one of my most famous examples that I tell everybody. I was literally bartending my way through Peru, Lima, Huacachina, Arequipa, and Cusco, bartending my way through Peru in hostels, working in exchange for accommodation and meals. But while we were in the hostel in Lima and I was bartending there, I actually, we went to Astrid y Gaston, which is one of the top 50 restaurants in the world. And we dropped like $150 on a degustación dinner. And I'm like staying in a $12 a night hostel while I'm dropping almost $200 on dinner. So that's the kind of traveler I am. I will pay for the experience, right?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And go now get it's it. It's a mix of so many things. I mainly love hostels these days, not so much for the budgeting. It's more so the social aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And then fun fact about me. I love Trizzy's fun fact. We wanted these fun facts to kind of not be travel related, just so you can get to know us more. Fun fact about me, there is a movie called Fat Albert that came out in the mid-2000s. It stars Kenan Thompson, Kyla Pratt, Omarion are in it. And my entire high school track team is in it, including myself. So I worked 4 days on a movie set at the community college in my hometown. I got paid $600 for those 4 days. And $600 to a 15-year-old is a lot of money in the mid-2000s. We filmed this in like 2004, 2005.
That's very generous.
Yes. And we thought we were living a life. We were working, you know, they were like 13-hour long days, but we were in the shade. And 12 of those 13-hour days were just sitting around doing nothing. And they fed us 3 meals plus snacks all day. And we were getting paid for it. So catch me and my track team on Fat Albert running the relay race. I was literally filming 10 feet away from Kyla Pratt and Omarion. And then during those 4 days, my best friend at the time told me she got a job working at Cold Stone Creamery, which is an ice cream chain in the United States. And so I got jealous and was like, well, I want a job too. Keep in mind, we're 15, so these are our first jobs. So I was like, you know what? I bet you I can go in there and get a job as well. So she gave me all the information, who to talk to. I went in, interviewed at Cold Stone Creamery on the spot. And they're like, okay, you have to sing, dance, or tell a joke as part of your audition. They call the interviews auditions because if you know anything about Cold Stone, they used to do a lot of singing and dancing for tips. They don't do that anymore. Back in the day, they did. I went in and I was like, well, I can't sing. I'm not that funny. So I did the Roger Rabbit across the break room floor in the back.
Okay.
And I got the interview. I got the job at Cold Stone Creamery right away because they saw my Roger Rabbit and we were like, we want her
Hell
dancing
yeah.
across Hell our Cold yeah. Stone floor. So fun. Those are are two fun facts. That was like two fun facts about me.
That is a really fun fact. We got to see the dance move.
The Roger Rabbit's not as smooth as it was. This was like 20 years ago. The Roger Rabbit is not as smooth as it was.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Well, that is us individually.
Yes.
But with Trizzy and Leah, we form Ticket to Anywhere podcast.
That's what you're listening to right now.
It is a travel essential podcast. We started this back in October 2019.
Yeah.
I hit Leah up. I've been thinking about a travel podcast because at that time I was listening to a podcast on podcast on podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I want to start a travel podcast, but I don't want to do it by myself because I don't think I could do it by myself. And then the next person I could think of automatically popped in my head is this beautiful face, Leah. Hit her up. We did the Santa Monica stairs at 6 a.m.
Dragged me. She dragged me.
Yes. I pitched it to her. And she loved the idea. And this is where we're at. And we kicked off our first episode January 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Laugh at that if y'all want to. We did.
We literally got in right before everything shut down.
During that 2020, we learned a lot about ourselves and podcasting and what could be with business as well. We pivoted. We had guests on the podcast during that time. And we just kept it alive. And here we are 4 years later.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to serve people who freelance, people who have flexible lives, even those who work 9 to 5, those that can be or are in, you know, late 20s, 30s, 40s, looking for alternative lifestyle and how to get the most out of their weekends and their trips. So Travel Essentials is everything you need for the mind, body, and spirit before you go traveling and while you're there. So we cover destinations, we cover physical gear, we cover mindset, confidence, mental health as it relates to traveling in that scope. And a lot of our cool experiences we love to add on. And then we also bring on subject matter experts in different topics, people we think can speak to certain topics because, you know, they've been in them or that's their life experience or, you know, they run that type of company, et cetera, or they're in that niche. We are your first stop to infinite travel. We want you to travel forever as long as the universe is around.
Yeah. Because there's always going to the resources, the tips, the advice that we have is going to be endless. We're going to learn from others and hopefully you guys will learn from us. The guests that we bring on, they'll share their experience, but we also want to make sure that they're, you know, sharing the goods, like hopefully not gatekeeping things.
Yeah.
Our podcast should not be where you stop at for researching. Hit us up, DM us, Trizink, LA in Flight, or even our Ticket to Anywhere podcast handles. Like, we're available to respond to everything that we couldn't, you know, gather into one episode.
You'll hear us. This isn't the end of the episode, but you'll find us anywhere you can listen to your favorite podcasts. And we're also on YouTube and every social media platform, like we said. And we have a newsletter that we'll talk about in a little bit as well.
Amazing. We're going to do like two fun segments. The first one is a this or that. Leah, Southeast Asia or South America?
Oh, this is so hard.
I know it's hard for you. It's easy for me.
I know.
Southeast Asia.
You've never even been in South America. So I don't know. I've been really craving to go back to South America. So I'm going to say South America. Also, the continent has a very, very, very special place in my heart. If you go back to some of our earliest episodes, I did an entire episode on 1 year backpacking through South America. So I'd say South America.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sunrise or sunset? I'm more of sunrise because I don't like crowds. I want to get my workout in early so I can enjoy the rest of the day.
You are.
And basically just avoid the crowds.
Yeah. I think I'm sunset because that's when the party starts.
See how opposite we are?
We're very different. This is why we needed a reintroduction because I don't think y'all notice how different we are when we're talking through our regular episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Window seat or aisle seat?
I'm an aisle person.
Hell yeah. Me too, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're the same.
Aisle seat because I don't want to be crawling over people.
Yeah.
I also, I'm very specific now. I'm aisle on the right side of the plane because if you know me and you've listened to our episodes, I have knee problems. I just had a knee surgery. So I like stretching my left leg out.
There you go.
So the left leg is in the aisle. My body's on the right side of the plane.
That's also a good tip for anybody who has like leg injuries. And that's good way to stretch.
I pay for seats now on long haul flights.
Yeah, same.
On long haul flights.
Maui and I, we do like the two-seater rows.
Oh, where are those?
Those are like usually in the back though.
Ew, like by the lavatories?
By the lavatories. No, or I refuse in to like the section before the lavatories, there's like another row.
Okay.
So it just depends on which one's available.
Girl, you be smelling everybody's lavatory mess for 15 hours?
We haven't had that issue, luckily. I don't know if it's because of the oil rollers that we use, like Katinko, lavender, peppermint.
Sticks one up each nostril. She sticks it.
Yeah, but I mean, honestly, it beats us having to sit by other people. So
yeah, that's true, dude. Yeah, that's true. Aisle seat forever. I don't care.
Aisle seat.
I don't even care if we're flying over Tahiti.
Yeah,
I don't care. I'll look at a brochure for that photo.
Yeah, awesome. Music or podcasts?
Ooh. Oh shoot, I want to say it depends, but I can't say it depends. Music.
Podcasts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Early morning flights or red eye?
Oh my god, early morning.
Early morning as well.
Red eye is just, I don't know. I feel like there are more bad situations, but there are more cons to a red eye than there are to early morning flight.
True, true.
Does that
true.
Make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like in the middle of the night turbulence.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Cave exploring in a kayak or canyoneering with cliff diving? Ooh.
Cave.
I say cave too.
Yeah.
I think the older I get, yeah, y'all, the older we get, the less we want to take like risks. Like bones get frail, you know, bones get frail.
Exactly. I don't mind the canyoneering part, but cliff jumping, nah.
Sidebar, if you follow LA in Flight on Instagram, I just posted me jumping off a 10 meter, aka 30 foot cliff in the Philippines. And one of my friends was like, oh, it's so scary. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'd ever do it again because y'all, I got the most massive bruise on my tricep. I thought my arm was broken. I'm not even kidding. It was the size is like bigger than all your fingers spread.
Ah,
the biggest bruise. Just from cliff diving,
you know
that's why I'm like, or cliff jumping, yeah.
When I saw that video, I was like, oh no, her arms, because you held on to your...
Well, no one told me.
Was it your helmet?
Yep, they told us to hold on to our helmets.
Why? Is there no strap?
There is, but if you don't hold on to it, it can... Yeah, so for the next jump, they actually made us take our helmet off, I think.
Okay. Gosh, I guess there's no winning.
Ooh, I think I've also cliff jumped in Greece. I've done it now in Greece and the Philippines. I think I've had my fill.
Yeah. Dunzo.
I ain't no Red Bull athlete. Sorry.
self-guided walking tour or guided tour?
Ooh, okay. We can't do it depends. So I will say guided walking tour.
I would do self.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Guided because I would do that first and then do the tour. Again, I have a funny story about that. Can I tell it?
Yeah.
Sorry, this is supposed to be quick, y'all, but we all know you love the stories. So when I was in Cali, Colombia, which is the salsa capital of Colombia, me and my friends, incredible food tour through the Cali food markets. It's run by a Dutch guy, and it was run out of El Viajero hostel. We went through the town, got all this amazing food, and we were waiting for a buddy to come the next day. So we're like, great tour, Niels, I think his name was. Thank you. The next day, we're telling our friend that came late, Brian, we're like, yo, we took this amazing food tour yesterday. And he's like, oh yeah, I wish I went. I was like, wait, let's just go back to the same spots. And not pay for a tour again. We'll just pay for our individual food. I'm like, wait, Bri, we remember all the spots. So let's just take you back there. So it was basically like a peer guided tour that he took from us. So we went on the tour again and we took him, but we just retraced our steps day prior.
That's great. I probably would have done the same thing.
All right. Okay. Sweet or savory?
Savory.
Yeah, savory. Sweet gets too sweet as
sweet
we get.
Sweet gets too sweet, yeah.
As we mature. I keep saying getting older. Y'all, we're not that old. We really aren't.
We're not. But we feel it. We understand
the
difference of how sweet makes nowadays. Solo travel or travel with others?
That's easy for you.
Solo travel.
For you?
Are you talking about like others, like besides Maui?
It's a good question.
Or is it like a group versus solo? Because if it's a group, I'd rather just do solo.
Because
if it's just me and Maui.
Trizzy has an other half. That's why they're just one now. They're not two.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. Okay, then count. Yeah, your whole. The whole of you.
The whole of me?
Then solo. Yeah. Then solo, right?
Okay.
So you and your partner.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, exactly. Solo for me. Y'all come catch up. Y'all come catch up. Then I'll like traveling with others.
All-inclusive hotel or cruise?
Oh, all-inclusive. All-inclusive hotel for me, for sure.
Okay. I might have to say a cruise because it'll make stops. And it's all-inclusive. Although I'll be throwing up the whole time.
That's sad. Really, I love cruises. Love them.
Wow, how beautiful is this Greek island.
Okay, last one. Ooh, spend a summer in Alaska or spend a summer in Hawaii?
You know, I might have to surprise you. I'll say Alaska.
That's not a surprise because I was going to say Alaska too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I'm not going to... Listen, Hawaii is the same all year round.
But even hotter.
Yes. And Alaska during the summer is an absolute treasure if y'all haven't been. Have you been during the summer?
I have not been to Alaska at all.
But yeah, you were going to.
Yeah, I was going to. But then I went to Finland instead.
Yeah, I mean, Alaska, Finland. Honestly, Alaska is incredible though.
Yeah. I think all year round they have something to offer.
Yeah.
And I'm so down to go hopefully soon. Yeah. But we'll see.
I've been twice, obviously both times during the summer.
Okay.
But absolutely incredible. So, and I don't like, if y'all know me, you know, I don't like the cold. I don't like the cold. So
that was all for the this and that section. But Leah brought up
a couple.
This really fun would you rather section, too. So let's go for it.
Well, we'll try to make this real quick, too.
Travel domestically the rest of your life or never be able to come back to the U.S. and only travel around the world.
I would honestly say travel outside of the U.S. for the rest of my life because I'd make everyone in the U.S. come visit me abroad. And also my money will go way further in other places around the world than I feel like it does in the U.S. because I'll literally go to like Nashville, Tennessee and feel broke AF after 3 days. Anywhere in the U.S.
True that.
Expensive. Staying in your home. That's what's cheap. Yeah.
Yes. Mine would be the same. I would want to travel around the world, have people come to me. I'm with you on that. Would you rather travel to a place you've always dreamed of visiting or to a place you've never heard of before?
A place I've always dreamed of visiting.
Oh, yeah. Nice. What about you? This is a tough one, but I think I would want to go to a place I've never heard of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's just so unique. So maybe.
Very true.
Yeah. Okay. Last question. Take a 7-hour bus that arrives mid-afternoon so you have the rest of the day. Or take the only flight that arrives at midnight, essentially taking a whole day away.
I would definitely take the 7-hour bus that arrives midday.
I think I surprisingly would do that too.
You would?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Better be prepared for that bus trip.
I'm going to have my Dramamine with me.
Yeah, they're pretty gnarly sometimes, I'm not going to lie.
Sometimes, you know, we're different, but we're the same.
All right, we wanted to tell you about a few cool things that we have going on here at Ticket to Anywhere and things that are coming up. First and foremost, if you're new here, we do have a newsletter. It's called The Check-In. It's a fun way for you to get even more of our content, more of our stories, more of our tips, updates about Ticket to Anywhere and what else we're doing, where we're going, and, you know, just the updates. So we talk about what travel gear we're using at the moment, our favorite coffee and tea recommendations, current podcasts and certain episodes that we're listening to. And we share cool stories from our past and present trips. So to sign up for the check-in, which is our newsletter crafted by Ticket to Anywhere, we will have the link in the description for you to hit subscribe.
And it's completely free. It's not subscription or anything.
100%.
Like, newsletter is free for y'all.
And another thing that we're doing that we've had a couple of is connecting with a community in person, in real life. We love that. We're both based in Los Angeles, but we, you know, obviously we travel a lot. And so we'd love to start taking some of our meetups on the road. And when we're staying in places for longer, we'd love to meet you around the globe. So in-person meetups is something that we've done a few of, and we'd love to continue those. Mainly in and around Los Angeles, but we will take them global when we can. We aim to have a meetup every season or quarterly, if you will. And you will always get the first update of when they are through the newsletter, the check-in that we just let you know about. So our upcoming meetups are January 2024, which is this month, and then April 2024. And the last thing that we would love your help with is selecting content for upcoming episodes. We really want to know more of your opinion of what you want, of what you want to hear, because we want to invite the community to become even more involved, all of you, in selecting episode topics for the future. So for this year, what specific questions or problems or issues have you run into before a trip or while you're on a trip? What countries, what areas or regions do you want to know more of? For example, you know, what's the best island in the Philippines? Or what are the top three things to do in Taipei if you only have 7 hours, right? Do you want to know more about working remotely or how to negotiate time off when you're first starting a job? Or what are the best travel credit cards to get for the first half of this year? You know, we want you to get as specific as possible. So what we're asking of you, just two things here. Watch out for our polls and surveys on any social media platform that we put them out on, mainly Instagram, TikTok, X, which is formerly Twitter, and Facebook. And the second thing is write to us, hi@tickettoanywhere.com It's our email address, and we'd love to hear what topics you would love to hear, things that you're not getting enough of in the podcasting and the travel world. Bring them to us. We'd love to make an episode. So again, you want to make a recommendation or a suggestion, email us, hi@tickettoanywhere.com
And it's the number two, like ticket number two anywhere.
Absolutely. Two for the two of us.
Yes.
Don't forget it.
For sure. And if you're looking back on our episodes and you see that we've already done like a mental health one and you want more of that, you know, there's always more to say about, you know, mentally preparing yourself for travel. So just add that into the surveys, add that into the email that you want more of that, and we'll bring some resources and tips to you guys. Like, don't hesitate to make us repeat something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for this year.
Same here. We're so happy you all could join us, and watch out every other Wednesday, Ticket to Anywhere. Find us on YouTube and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening in. This is Trizzy at Triz Inc.
This is Leah at LA in Flight.
To find even more travel tips on budgeting, destinations, and our favorite items, sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Check-In, linked in the show notes or description.
This is the Ticket to Anywhere podcast. Thanks for listening.